for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We are here
as usual.
You know what I mean?
You heard up. Up.
Yeah, a lot of energy up top. Hey,
hey, yeah. Woo! Why not?
It's fucking cold and icy outside.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, what? Yeah.
It's cool.
I'm right.
It's cool. It's rainy as fuck.
It's rainy now. It was frozen rain a little earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a little slip and slide.
Okay, maybe I wasn't out early.
Yeah, yeah. It was some real what do you call those? It was some inclement weather. I was a little sick too because I was supposed to test drive a car. Not that I'm looking, but I got this invite to test drive a car. They give you like $200 Ticketmaster cash.
Oh, right.
I was like, shit, I'll go do that. So I set it up, but then that shit was hailing and icing, so I had to reschedule. That's the last thing I wanted
to do. When I looked at your whip, was that a new whip you got?
Nah, it's been fairly new. I got it a while ago.
It looked different than the last one.
Yeah.
Maybe I ain't really paid attention.
Yeah.
You had some more stout rims on it or something.
On this one there or the last one?
On this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like the last one. I feel like I missed the last one. I don't know if I like it.
Y'all went through a lot of
trials
and tribulations
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We thugged it out. We seen each other at our worst.
You know what I'm saying? You're rats eating through the AC.
Oh, shit, man. Crashing,
getting got
for a bit, kidnapping.
That's the homie.
Yeah, a little kidnapping action.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just snatch and run.
Yeah, Amber Alert, man.
Yeah, hide your car, hide your wife, hide your kids.
Hide everything, man.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, man. So, I got an Amber Alert earlier today.
That bullshit ass Amber Alert.
See, I didn't realize until I got to the table that it was a bullshit Amber Alert. First of all, it was the vaguest Amber Alert I've ever got. I guess because this wasn't Amber.
That's what I'm saying.
They was like, yo, Amber Alert, Bronx, check your local media.
Check the news. Watch your Twitter.
What kind of alert is this?
That's not an alert at all. That don't say shit. You not know who to look for, what to look for, no description, no height, no nothing.
Good thing.
Suspects in nothing.
Thanks for Instagram. Because that's the only reason I knew, had some context to the situation.
Right.
I seen a young lady get snatched while she was with her moms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Damn. Because, you know, you've been hearing about a lot of this type of shit.
Yeah, the human trafficking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Wave.
Right. And I'm like, damn, they getting brazen now. They just.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
Yeah. And turns out, why don't you let us know what
happened? I mean, turns out now they found her safe. Or whatever, like 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
She was safe and unharmed. And apparently now they're investigating whether or not she staged this whole thing.
Wow.
16-year-old young lady staged this whole thing because there was kind of a beef in the house that her mother was moving back to their home country.
Mm.
And apparently the young lady may have not wanted to go, allegedly.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which, you know, brings up the motive for a staged kidnapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what happens when you stage your own kidnapping?
Uh-huh.
You get snatched the fuck up off the side of the street.
Right.
And it get caught on tape.
Right.
And goes viral.
Right.
And now you sitting there with your alleged kidnappers,
like,
and they
shit.
Like, motherfucker, you got to take your ass home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got us out here on this crazy shit. Nigga, we are on the front page of the internet.
That's old Queen and Slim, I guess not. I was going to say the sequel, but it's a little different. But yeah, Taken.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine you the fake kidnapper.
You fucked up.
Because
you
look very convincing in your video.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
We probably went over it. We probably practiced at a parking lot.
But you had to push the mama down. You had to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, the mama was fighting for a child.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? So you had to push the mama on.
And we probably didn't rehearse that part.
We right.
You know what I'm saying? Said your mom's was going to be cool.
That was the law of unintended consequences.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you're in a real crime scenario.
look, what if we just drop you right back off on the same
and
thing?
That's exactly what happened.
Is that what they did?
They basically found like right rewind? On the same block. She just walked up to the police on the block, like shaking and shit. Now, you know what I'm saying? That's the epitome of you know what I'm saying, faking some shit and getting caught up in your shit.
Yeah.
Like in our era, you might fake some shit, you know what I'm saying, lie. And then get caught in your lie, got to come home and, you know what I'm saying, confess.
Yeah.
But this shit got the whole goddamn country involved.
Everybody watch. Everybody got vaguely alerted.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was a good practice run, in case.
Well, you know what she definitely coming to the home country now, because we can't have this type of
you
shit.
You done embarrassed us in America. Exactly. You might fucking get deported.
Right.
Fuck around now, wasting resources. I hear Jesse Smollett and shit. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Juicy Smollett?
Yeah, Juicy Smollett.
I hear with the fake propaganda.
Huh. But you know what, though? What the funny part about that is when they finally solidified about that idea, there was that moment in the room where they was like, oh, yeah, nah, that should have worked. All right, bet. All right, so we gonna meet on Hoyt and Skimmerhorn. So I'm gonna jump out. Now, remember, you going to go to this side. And Charles is going to grab you. You going to try to resist, but we going to pull you into this. Shit is going to be beautiful. And then your mom's going to go to Honduras. She going to be sad for like 6 months. Then you going to send her a little card and say, yo, I'm fine. I looked for you in Brooklyn. I didn't see you. I know you in Honduras now, but don't worry about it. I'm here still in Brooklyn. At an Airbnb, safe and sound. Right. Please don't call the authorities. All is good.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, it fucks it up for the real taken.
Yeah.
And the real snatched.
Yeah.
Especially, you know what I'm saying, the black ones who don't get that much Amber Alert or no motherfucking news reports and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It fucks it up. But it did help one thing.
What it help?
You know what I'm saying? I have a 11-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Who's, you know, begging and pleading her case to come home alone and shit like that.
Okay.
And move about a little more freely and shit.
Independently
and shit.
Uh-huh. What and, times? What you thinking?
You know, school times. You
okay.
Know what I'm saying? Like, come
so
home
three,
from school.
Three, four.
Like, yeah, whatever the fuck. Any.
After the activities, I'm trying to see the
just after
gauge
school,
the lateness.
Just any time after school. Can I come home after school and shit?
Dolo. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, my brothers come home, but they came home a lot later. This was, it probably was eighth grade.
Okay.
But now they snatching motherfuckers up, man.
Yeah.
This human trafficking shit is seen to be, cranking up a bit.
How's that working in your favor? Is it,
Well, because I guess she got the alert, and you know what I'm saying? I guess they were talking about it at the school.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? There's kidnappers in the area.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you know how it is. When I was a kid, Adam Walsh got snatched, which his dad is John Walsh.
Oh shit.
That's why they created America's Most Wanted.
He's from your area?
He was from South Florida.
Ah.
So Adam Walsh got snatched.
I didn't know.
And it was a man in the van, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was a whole big thing. Watch out for the van. I don't know if it was the blue van or the white van. One of either Atlanta was the white van or the blue van or Adam Walsh. But either way, it was a van involved. Adam Walsh gets snatched. You know what I'm saying? We in elementary school and shit. And it's like, oh shit, watch out for the vans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every van, you like, oh shit.
Be careful.
You know what I'm saying? Ready to run.
Right.
And they ended up finding Adam Walsh, you know what I'm saying, decapitated and shit.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? Which was crazy. So as a kid, you like, oh shit. Really gotta watch out for the vans.
I never knew they found him dead. I thought.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Nah, they found him.
I thought he found him.
No. No. That's why he started America's Most Wanted all that shit.
Yeah, I thought, okay, sorry.
Go
ahead.
So, you know, in my case, you know what I'm saying, I don't really want my, you know what I'm saying, my daughter out in the streets like that yet, no way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So by her bringing it up to me, it opens it up to where it's not just the parent saying some old, it's parent shit.
Her people talk about it too.
Yeah, her peers brought it up.
Right.
She brought it up to me.
Uh-huh.
Now I can have the conversation.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now it could be like, yo, this is what's going on.
It's organic.
You know what I'm saying? Because, kids be on their own little shit. I'm going to run away. She texts me one day, one day I'm going to just run away. So I'm like, that's not a good plan. Yes, it is. And then I sent her a link of a, you know what I'm saying, one of them runaway human trafficking stories.
Oh, man.
Like, that's not a good plan.
Take it easy.
I ain't heard no more about that runaway shit ever since. But, you know, with this, you could really have some context to explain the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as a parent, you appreciate those moments when you could, you know, you could not prove your point. You could argue your point or explain your point clearly with, as they say, in, you know, in TV, it'll news peg to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's some high profile news.
Right.
This is how this shit applies to you.
Right.
In your situation.
Moment.
It's a teachable moment.
Right.
So in that, I appreciate it, but I hope the teachable moment is not snatched back by the fakeness of the scenario.
Right, 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 right. You want that story to kind of...
Yeah, I need that to kind of move away real fast going on, get out the news cycle right quick before... You know what I'm saying? My daughter hit the internet tonight.
Right. The whole thing was a sham.
They not snatching people.
Not there. Oh, shit, man. Well, damn, I didn't even know. Uh-oh. Oh, well. That's desperate measures. That's desperate measures.
Yeah, that's when you done took the shit too far.
Have you ever threatened to run away?
No.
I used to think about it. I never... Because it was in shows and shit like that. You know, you see the kid get the bull. Like, they run away like a hobo. They just got the little stick with the little bandana bag. Which
jumping
is,
trains and shit.
That ain't going to hold shit, one. And then my parents, like, when I used to threaten that shit, I might have said it once a day. Go ahead. Shit. You go ahead and do what you going to do. It'll be better for us. Shit. You know. But
they hit you with
the apathy, the old offense,
the old version. That's that shit with fresh off the plantation, y'all trying to get motherfuckers out the house.
Do you
okay? Uh-huh. One less,
shit.
One less mouth to feed out here.
Oh man, but anyway, what's going on with you otherwise?
Man, everything cool, man. Shit out here. Basically winding down 2020.
Yeah, it's about to be the wrap.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always that corporate hustle of trying to get your checks before everybody go on holiday and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been in a couple of those battles where it's like, you know, the work been done. What's up with the process?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The processing get real slow after Thanksgiving. That's why I always tell, you know what I'm saying, like new entrepreneurs, because the ones who've been in it, they already know. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch that fourth quarter.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That fourth quarter action as far as getting shit processed.
Floating that money and all.
No, not even floating the money, because, you know, it's the it's the fight for the processing, right?
Okay.
And you had to prepare if you have to float your money.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
Your processing don't hit how you want it to hit.
Right.
Because you might do the work, get it done. And then, you know, Thanksgiving come.
Yeah.
That's when shit just started to slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that vacation time started to kick in.
Right.
Holiday parties, you know. So if you get your invoice in before Thanksgiving, they don't process it, then they go on vacation for Thanksgiving. And then they come back, you know what I'm saying? Shit a little backed up, but then it's still a little slow because the holiday party started to kick in, you know what I'm saying? You know, blah-da-da-da-da-da-da. So your invoice is moving slow through the process. Then motherfucker in the accountant take vacation. You know what I'm saying? They take a few vacation days here and a few vacation days there. Now your shit stuck in a queue. Then your dude, who is your contact in whatever department, December 12th, 16th, or whatever, he take his vacation.
Out of office on
now
your
he
ass.
Out of office to the third.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was in a situation where it's an old ass invoice, you know what I'm saying? From, I don't know, this summer. And I've been, you know what I'm saying, trying to keep up on it. Then the holidays hit, of course, and then it get crucial. And so, been going back and forth trying to figure out what finance gonna do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
This from the summer.
This from the summer. Like, the work was finished this summer. Then, you know, one of them situations where you And it's, you know what I'm saying, I don't take it no kind of way because I'm used to it now. Like, right. When you working in the office, you know what I'm saying, shit not as the same as when you out in the wild. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the wild, you know what I'm saying, shit got to get done, somebody got to do it. Right. In corporate, shit got to get done, and the motherfucker who's supposed to do it, not there,
right.
Then, hey, that's his motherfucking job. You know what I'm saying? So, the person I was dealing with took some type of medical leave, which is like, you know, man, no end, no really. Beginning, no end. You know what I'm saying? Then so now I'm switched off to a new person.
How sick are you?
You know what I'm saying? Not even that. It's just now I'm switched to a new person who is doubling back. And we basically had to do shit that we were done, essentially. We were done.
Right.
Waiting on the final approval. Then the new person come in. They like, well, this is it. Now it's new notes and new shit. It's like, wait, that's
a whole new investigation.
Yeah, it's a whole new investigation. And you start over. That, you know, I mean, anyway, we went through that whole process. And and now it's the fight for the check.
Right.
And we know we in that battle. And it's looking good. But if it don't happen, I had to be prepared for if it don't happen. And that's what I tell cats all the time. You gotta respect that fourth quarter, because it's not what you make in the fourth, it's what you can collect. You know what I mean? And if you can't collect it by motherfucking December, whatever, that shit might not come till February, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because what happened, nigga come off vacation? January 3rd. You easy walking in the office. Ah, how was your vacation?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where'd y'all go? Yeah, shit. You know what I'm saying? It was a good time. We was over at such and such. We, you know, having a ball, was out on the boat.
You don't even like looking back. That's, you know, 2019 shit. I'm really, my energy is more 2020. I don't really want to be inundated with this 2019. I'm going to get to it.
Right. But right now, I'm going to talk to my homie at the water cooler.
See how you been, man.
You know what I'm saying?
What you focusing on with this 2020
where we going?
Vision.
Where we headed? Then they go to their meeting and shit. Then they finally get to the emails and shit. It's like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Yeah, what's he talking about? They got to dial back all the way to November.
Right.
Now your shit in the queue. Oh, shit, I forgot to submit that shit. Now you stuck in the 30-day net or the net whatever. Your shit don't get there to February.
Speaking of getting paid, I saw there was a dust up on Twitter. You know how Twitter be having their little dust ups or whatever. Couldn't be me type of moments. So the topic was getting paid bi-weekly. I guess people that get paid week to week, they was sticking their nose in the air like, shit.
This is job people? People
this
with jobs?
Job people talking their job shit. Okay. Like, you know, shame. You know, shame works well on Twitter, however we can shame you. But it's like, I can't believe I'm going to wait. I think somebody said, I'm going to wait 2 weeks to get paid for something that I did X amount of days ago. And then when I get a check, I got to wait a whole nother 2 weeks to get yet another check for some shit that I just did. Couldn't be me. You know, that's always the tone. Couldn't be me. And then it became, rather than somebody saying, man, if you don't get the fuck out of here, this is the real world for a lot of people. And this shit's been standard for years and years. You know, be happy that you got instant gratification where you work. But people out here, you know, this is how people survive. People know how to budget.
Who
for
getting
two
paid
weeks.
Every week? What kind of worker get paid every week?
You let Twitter tell everybody on Twitter was getting paid every week. Everybody on Twitter get paid
you
every
work at
day.
The car wash?
I don't know.
I know at the car wash you cash out at the end of the night, man. But you know what I'm saying? What kind of job you got? You get paid every day.
Based on
day
the tone
worker?
Of the tweets I was sifted through, whoever was tweeting these tweets was counting money as they tweeted. That's how often they get paid. You know what I mean? They buy the cash machine. But, a lot of people was like, couldn't be me. I can't even see that shit, da-da-da-da-da. And it was like, yo, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah, shit.
But it's just funny what people, the bones they pick.
I mean, you got to, everybody appreciate the shit that they got. You know
of
what I'm
course.
Saying? Well, fuck what you got.
I think everybody just appreciate getting that check when it come.
Yeah, direct deposit hit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the whole point, shit. Get it coming in, because the number's going to be the same, whether it's getting it today or getting it next week.
It's just the suspense of it all. When you wait, you just hope nothing fuck up and nothing happen to you on the way to that check. I say this, like, I just recently, I copped some shit on Grail. I tried to cop some sneakers on Grail, And I don't think I'll fuck with Grailt again. And I don't think I don't even know if it's really Grailt's fault, but they wasn't the best at the shit. So I copped some kicks, found a good deal on some kicks, copped them. Dude sent me the sneakers. They came immediately, but this dude forgot to put the apartment on the thing. So then they didn't have the full address, so immediately they send it back, right? So they send that shit immediately back. It was there, but it was gone. I'm like, ah. But then the send back is where shit got nervous. Because then it took damn near a month for the cat to get his shit back. And the shit was, we were in a month. Dude still ain't getting shit. I'm looking at the tracking number. The shit is stalled, waiting to go, but it's like just sitting there for weeks. I'm calling the USPS. They don't really got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? They can't really tell you shit but what they script to tell you, and then they, you know, they hit you with the, you know, listen, I couldn't help you, but if you don't mind, I'd like to hit you right back with a survey based on this conversation. You're like, all right, fuck out of here. But anyway, shit sitting there. Then I'm calling Grant, like, yo, what can y'all do? I'm calling PayPal. They talk about, all right, well, we could open the case, but it's going to take X amount of days for us to do an investigation. Right. And you, like, you got everything. I don't, you know, I'm screenshotting shit. I got everything that says it's on them. It's not even on me. It's some shit that fucked up. But I'm still nervous. I was still nervous till I got my judgment. I finally got my judgment about
who 40, you got the judgment from?
From PayPal. PayPal was like, all right, yo, we reached out to the cat. He hasn't hit us back. Like, I'd spoken to him. He was like, yo, it's on PayPal. He was disengaged. I think he might have been a young cat who didn't really, you know what I mean? Right. He got paid already.
Right.
Or, you know, and he knew he fucked up. So, and it's, you know, it ain't much you could do. It's not much dialogue you could have via email or whatever through the app shit. People on Grail was mad slow to get back to you. So they was on some bullshit. The post office people didn't really know what to say. They didn't know what was going on. PayPal was probably the only one that was diligent, and they just reached out to homie, and then he didn't get back. So they was like, yo, we didn't hear from him. So here you go. But for a while, I felt like how these bi-weekly cats is feeling. I felt like how you be feeling fourth quarter. Like, yo, what's up, Nat? Put my invoice in.
Bi-weekly ain't that. It ain't the suspense of it, because you know it's coming if you work the goddamn job. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the suspense of your budget, but you got to know your budget. Yeah, budget has always got suspense, whether it's a week or 2 weeks.
Right. It's your budget. It's how you move with your cash flow. Shit, 2 weeks sound great when you fucking with net 60s and net 30s and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, that's why you got to keep a diversity of clients and shit, because, you know what I'm saying, when you get your big jobs and them shits net 60 or whatever, you might be working on them bitches for 6 months and still get two months to get paid. But then, you know what I'm saying, you might do some small shit with, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers around the corner, and then you getting paid right away. You know what I'm saying? So you had to mix that shit up to where you keep the balls in the air, and you're not, you know what I mean, you're not motherfucking depending on just one thing and two things, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the beginning, I used to think, you know, I'm just going to do some big shit, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. I don't even fuck with no little shit, you know what I'm saying? You know who the fuck I am, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, I'm Mr. Brand.
I'm waste my time on
that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with that shit.
Right.
And then I had all this brand shit out there, and no motherfucking money, and all these invoices in the world. That shit going to take 2 months to get here.
Yeah, they take their time, those big companies.
That baby shower money looked real good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That little music video money looked real good at that time. That little, you know what I'm saying? The little, you know what I'm saying? I need to shoot my real estate commercial look real good, because them shits pay out. Like, all right, boom, hand in hand. Like, you know what I mean? So I learned not to really shake my nose at work, because, you know what I'm saying, you got to keep working and you got to keep that shit popping. Because you could do that big shit and be chilling like, yeah, I did that big shit, you know what I'm saying? Post all your behind the scenes on the Instagram and all that shit. And then that check don't come to motherfucking 2 months from now in the next quarter. You know what I'm saying? Your ass is stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
T-Mobile don't even fucking give a fuck. Sprint, AT&T, AT&T, the Con Ed, them motherfuckers don't give a fuck about all that. They want that shit this month. whether you get it this week, next week, every 2 weeks, every day, they want that shit.
You know what we agreed to.
You know what I'm saying?
They said, yeah,
you agreed. Mm. You know? And shit, man. It's hard to keep your agreement when you don't know when your shit coming.
Yeah.
So be grateful on the air week and the air 2 weeks, even once a month.
Yeah, that was like I said, sometimes some of these arguments or these things that become topics are very funny to me. It's just very funny to me that, yeah. People slandering biweekly pay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of biweekly pay should be illegal.
Motherfucker, that's how the motherfuckers be talking about slavery and shit. It couldn't be me.
Biweekly pay is a very sad situation.
Biweekly pay is a choice.
Right, right, right. Biweekly pay is a scam. This is what they talking about. Man. Oh, man. You watch The Watchmen?
I watched one episode of it, the first episode.
I've watched that one episode about four times. I'm trying my hardest to get with it.
Everybody seems to love it.
Everybody seems to say that it's the shit. It is all of that. Da 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 da. Yo, this is up there with the, you know, in the conversation with some of the best television shows and da da da.
What you think the disconnect is?
I think maybe I'm watching that shit. Every time I'm watching it, it's at the end of the very, it's almost at the very end of the night. Mm-hmm. So I wound up falling asleep damn near at the same point. You know what I mean? Like I've seen this first episode in summer part two, some of the second episode about four times at least. And it's like, I be trying to do it. Cause everybody's like, I don't want to miss out on the conversation. There's certain shit, especially as it's early on. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I missed that whole Game of Thrones boat, kind of, honestly, consciously, because I didn't really, that's not my thing.
You ain't really give a fuck.
I ain't really fuck with a whole lot of that type of shit, you know, wizards and dragons and shit. That ain't really what I like, and I know most people are like, but it's just different. It's a little bit more worldly. Whatever, I get it. But I was like, I seen Watchmen the movie, you know what I mean? I own a couple of the Watchmen comics and shit. I fuck with Regina King. You know, this is a layup. Come mm-hmm. on, it's HBO at that. And, yeah, man, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try again.
Man, for me, it's kind of in that same vein. It's not as difficult, but it's like that when they see us vein. You know what I'm saying? It's like hard topics that you got to deal with, some real shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you start the shit off with the Tulsa bombing and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's already, it's like difficult. Like, that's a heavy historical
like
fucking
difficult.
Shit. It
yeah.
is. It's
no,
like,
it is.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that shit is fucked up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's real. Like, once you get it, you're there. And then that's the whole basis of this whole shit is, you know what I'm saying? All this racial shit. No, it's like, God damn.
Some more struggle.
Yeah. It's like, it's heavy.
Funny thing was, I guess I didn't even, yeah, I guess, yeah, the bombing is obviously the fucked up thing about it, but it kind of gave me hope when I saw that they was talking about Black Wall Street, because I was like, oh shit, this is one of them stories that has still kind of been relegated, I don't want to say to folklore, but you know, like it happened, it's in books, it's something that we've inspired ourselves with, just the legend of it all, but mm-hmm. like, so to see it put on the screen, you know what I mean? On HBO, you know what I mean? Just like all of these other things, sometimes it's like, it's kind of cool that this story is going to be recognized in the larger conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what had me like, oh, all right, that's what's up. Right. They minded, like back what you're saying, like a lot of these stories are starting to come to light.
No doubt.
I was like, all right, this is what's up. So I wasn't like mudbound with it, you know what I mean?
No, it wasn't like mudbound or no shit like that, but it's still like you know, when you take your mind there, it just takes you in a different, it's not no longer as entertaining.
Right.
It's like,
it's not insecure.
These motherfuckers, right. You know what I'm saying? And then I've been to Oklahoma, right?
Uh-huh.
And I went there last year, and what I found, you know, for it to be such a, like a, you know, country western type of town.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The black people there still feel very empowered. You know what I'm saying? So it don't feel like you're going into a place where it's like, oh, you know, these white folks are tripping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit. I wouldn't expect that from Oklahoma. When I think Oklahoma, I think, you know what I'm saying, white. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you could still feel the legacy in that area of, you know what I'm saying, black people, you know, it's like, shit.
When they popping.
Yeah, like they back up straight like shit. Because sometimes you go to and black people, you could feel that plantation on them.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to say the town because I love the town.
I know a few of them. I think I know the town you're talking about. It's not even a town. It's a city.
You know what I'm saying? A city. Like, we walking to the spot. You know what I'm saying? We here to work. We got our shit. And there's no black people working, you know what I'm saying? Like, cleaning up the joint and shit. Yeah. You be like, and they looking at you like, you ain't supposed to be here. And then we like, yeah, we here to shoot. We like, wait, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me go get somebody. And then they go get the white man who ain't even the person in charge. Right. It's like somebody like the same level as them to approve you being in the building.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck kind of 1863 shit is this?
So you gotta open your calendar app.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it just felt like, damn, we in a space where this shit is still very close to what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel that like when you were in Oklahoma, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people went out there and set up shop, like, you know, blacks and shit like that, set up shop, you know what I'm saying, away from the plantations and shit. So it was like a different kind of startup. And so they felt more free. You know what I'm saying? They felt, you know, their backs are straight and they you know
seen
what I'm
it.
Yeah, they out here.
Yeah.
So, but to see it in The Watchmen, you know what I'm saying, just drags up the thoughts of, damn, they just couldn't take motherfuckers getting it together.
And their shit popping, yeah. Well, we were just talking about that thing last week about, I forget, or maybe 2 weeks ago, about that particular phenomenon. And the people get it cracking, and then there's hate because they got it cracking and now they got to destroy the shit. I would like to check out Oklahoma just for how it looks out there.
For flat. The
way, I'm sure. Are there like super big ass cactuses? Like the little
I ain't going to damn
Oklahoma Sooner looking
desert.
Cactus?
So okay. I was just in like the regular town.
See, but that's
it's flat as fuck.
Okay.
You know, like you could see all the way to the horizon and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And I didn't really go like into the downtown area. I was just like in some neighborhoods and shit like that, and then the hotels where we was at. But you know, it's just flat and wide open. It's like the West.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like wide open terrain, and it's definitely white, but you definitely don't feel that you know what I'm saying, that oppression.
Okay.
I didn't, at least.
There you go. That's good to know. That's a good TripAdvisor blurb.
Yeah, maybe I ain't go to the right.
No oppression felt.
And maybe I ain't go to the right oppression areas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oppression districts.
He must not have went to the main mall.
You know what I mean? But
he must not have tried to go to Saks.
But I also tried to imagine like what niggas like Russell Westbrook and all like the NBA ballers who live out there.
Yeah.
Like, how they would get down out here, because it ain't like it's like one of them cities where a lot popping.
Right. That's why he goes so crazy on the court. That's it. That's all he got to do. He got all that fucking energy. Shit, he just be wound up in his crib or just at the practice facility.
Yeah, I think they probably do a lot of shit at the crib.
You got to.
You know what I'm saying? Just build an entertainment facility.
Yeah, man. I went to a little crib jump off this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, that's
New York?
That's a vibe.
What part of town?
Like theater district, right there, Times Square area.
Yeah, somebody live in the motherfucking theater. You got rich friends.
I guess so. Yeah. It was official though. It was the people. You know what I mean? And it was it was lit. It was a nice little vibe. It was a nice little vibe. It was chill. Everybody, you know, just kicking it and shit. The game was on. Was, you know, that was the whole thing, like the game, but it would turn into a little kickback, you know. Everybody was fucking with the, you ever seen this tequila? I think it's Casa de Azul.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Put me on to a long, look like a hookah. Look like a hookah, damn near.
Yeah, I don't fuck with no tequila, but yeah.
So that was like the star of the show. You know, like the and I didn't realize because I've seen it before, but I hadn't really interacted with it before. I was actually going to send it to somebody because it's definitely something that looked nice. You know what I mean? Some nice looking shit. The shit looked like a fucking hookah bottle, but the top of that shit is like a little bell on it. So it's very
interactive.
It's very interactive. It's very good for the vibe. It sets a tone, right? You pull out the shit. It's very old school. Remember young black teenagers? Tap the bottle in, twist the cap. Remember that shit? It was very much. Bing! Everybody tapping this shit. I'm like, yo, look, this shit got a bell on it.
It's his own party ornament.
It's his own little, party favor. So there was a little bit of that cool vibe. Good amount of people. Nice little, But that's a talent in itself.
What?
Just, like, fucking orchestrating and cultivating that little at-home kickback vibe. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Not super small quarters, but fairly small quarters, but feel good. And everybody feel like they, that they good. You good? You got your thing over there. You doing that? You over here? Wow, wow. Who's on the DJ? You know, at the moments, because that's at the spot. So you get the cat that say, fucking, I'm a DJ for a while. Then they get too much for them. And then they pull out. They I can't do it. They pass the shit off to somebody else. You know what I mean? But overall, it was a good time.
No doubt. I mean, it's that time. It's that holiday party season.
Festive.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you see it, like, outside of from when I used to work at a get paid every 2 week job.
You know Did you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Every two weeks.
Every 2 weeks, and you get your motherfucking commission only once a month.
Whoa.
It was odd. You know what I mean?
What if the gold fluctuated in the time of the pay period? Would that affect your gross?
I would hope not. But, it is what it is. But anyway, during the time when I was at a get paid every 2 week job, you would get invited to a lot of the office holiday parties.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I really hadn't been to many holiday parties. So I've been invited to a few this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I made a conscious effort to be more invitable.
Look at you.
You know what I'm saying?
You did it.
Look at me.
Look at this.
You know what I mean?
You are on the list.
I'm on the motherfucking list.
Okay.
So I got invited to a couple of holiday parties coming up this weekend. So
weekend joints too.
Yeah, this year, Christmas is set in a good little time where people gonna give you that little, it ain't gonna make no sense to make you come to work Monday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a little the way that Christmas is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So it's set up to where school is out on Friday.
You
know what I'm saying? You got Saturday and Sunday, then Monday and Tuesday. You know
they're giving that away this year.
That's free this year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Most people.
Let me ask you this, because are they going to give you 26, 27, or they thinking people coming back 26?
Some people, whatever, depends on your 2 week job or your 1 week job.
Some people might not come back till a good
January. Some people got to work motherfucking Christmas Eve, nigga. And Christmas. You know what I'm saying? True. Some people got to be back on the 26th.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So it depends on your job. Mm-hmm. But, like, as far as schools this year, the way that the dates fall, you're going to get the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and the Tuesday.
Right.
Then on the way. See, like, last year when Christmas was on
Tuesday,
then, you know what I'm saying? Well, let's not make that example. Say if Christmas was on Saturday or Sunday. Then you don't get the fuck off till motherfucking Friday. Now, by the time your first day on holiday is Christmas Eve already. See what I'm saying?
Nah. Friday would be
so
Christmas
if Christmas
Eve.
Is on Sunday,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, and last day of school is Friday,
right?
Your first day of holiday is
Saturday.
Christmas Eve.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So some years it fall crazy to where you don't have no lead up.
Yeah.
This year you got a little lead up.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You got a little lead up in your game.
Gotcha.
And so I'm invited to a couple of house party holiday joints and shit, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm thinking, like, at first it's like, all right, I'm going to, hit a couple of holiday joints and shit.
Right.
But then it's like, how do you really hit a holiday joint?
Right.
So I'm looking up motherfucking, You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get me some Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like a festive shirt.
Yeah.
And shit. Uh-huh. I was trying to get, it's this cat in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his shit is for the locals, like the number four.
Uh-huh. The?
The locals, you know what I'm saying? And he got a dope ass Christmas shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he make all Atlanta shit, like just local Atlanta shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got one that say, Merry Christmas Shorty. Merry Christmas Shorty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I would wanted one of them, but obviously he sold out. You know what I'm saying? So I had to try to find an alternative, and I haven't found it yet. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know what's the Christmas party, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would be dope on a Christmas shirt? Like, how to show up at a Christmas joint?
Right.
You've been invited to a few.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've been to a few. Just show up. Do you know. I don't consciously go festive. I'm not one of those.
Oh, you're not a festive person?
I'm festive, but I'm not dressing festive. You know, unless I got some cool festive shit.
I'm gonna be cool with it. Yeah, I ain't gonna just be silly with this shit.
I'm not getting whimsical.
With a Santa hat and bells hanging off my shirt.
I'm not for the whimsy. I'm gonna wear some regular shit, you know, something that look cool on, something that's comfortable, something maybe in the red range. You know what I mean? That might be my concession.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. I think your small talk is should be hopeful, you know what I'm saying, and gracious.
What do you bring?
Good spirit, nice
a
little
spirit?
Bottle or something.
Bottle,
yeah, bottle of something is always good. If you get a nice shout out to fuck it, I get this as shout out to Port Morris Distillery in the Bronx.
Oh, in the Bronx.
They make a mean coquito that's like bottled. They do that shit. It's no eggs and nothing like that. It's official. Yeah.
I need to grab a couple of them before I dip. But then how the fuck I'm gonna get it there?
I just realized maybe this year. I didn't know that you couldn't send alcohol across state.
You can't.
I didn't know that. I used to, because I was.
I had to pack it in a.
Yeah, you pack it.
In a motherfucking check bag.
Oh, you going out of town?
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going right back to Atlanta.
Oh, these are down there.
Yeah, these are Atlanta parties.
You might be able to. I'm thinking you could be able to pack a couple. And they sell a few where they got like the nice little, they got different sizes. They got nice little, like a Christmas type of gifting, small situation. Yeah. So you could probably put a few in the bag and go down there. Hopefully the TSA don't try to
shake you down. TSA gonna shake you down, so you gotta be in your check.
Yeah, you gotta be in your check.
Unless you 3 ounces and below.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's in your check.
So you're gonna get shook down.
Because now you're doing the check too, could always get nervous. It could always crack.
That's why you got to pack your bubble in between your drawers and your coats.
What's the penalty if they catch you sending some bottles to yourself? From New York to Atlanta?
I never tried it. I don't know the penalty. I'm not the postmaster.
I'm just thinking.
What do you think?
Just
niggas sell drugs and send them through the mail?
I didn't say all that. I know you say you used to work in a bi-weekly situation, so I figure, you know, you might have some type of side hustles. Compensate. Just good conversation, bugging out, you know, people gonna be drinking. It's good fun. Hopefully the DJ is popping. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Everybody's in great spirits. Everybody's looking forward. Right. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, hey, 2020 is a big thing now.
Right, that's a great number.
It's the end of a decade.
Now, what if you were invited by the husband,
mm-hmm.
but then there's a lady at the house?
Okay.
When you bring your gift, is it more suited towards the husband or the lady of the house?
I feel like it's got to be something that they both would appreciate. You know, that's why
that's very hard.
You go with a nice wine. A nice bottle of wine is
that ain't
gender
festive,
fluid.
Though. That ain't festive, though.
Why not? Nice bottle of wine. What's more festive than a...
A birthday scenario.
Nah, you put...
Festive is poof, poof. That's, you know what I'm saying? 4th of July. Pop off.
Oh, you can go with a vouv.
Nah, but.
Go with a nice little vouvy vouv or a nice little bottle of champ or something. Right. Or, you know.
Nah, but the Coquito is cool because that's like a good, you know what I'm saying? I'm from New York.
Right. That's a good New York. Flavor,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little flavor. That's, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a good, that's a good one. That's right. A good one.
That's good. The travel wrinkle is hard because now you out here transport.
Yeah, I'm going to have to transport.
But I think right now this is also, yeah, you know, maybe some type of cake or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Who's making this cake?
I mean, you traveling, so maybe there's people.
I mean, I could get a cake in Atlanta, but where am I getting it? What? A cake?
Get a cake.
Who? I'm not cooking a cake.
You ain't got to cook a cake. You buy a cake.
Then you going to bring an old box cake to a motherfucking festival?
Yeah, why not? It ain't that big. A box cake is a eight-inch cake in a box. That shit cool. That shit cool if it's a good-ass cake.
We got to be a good cake.
Yeah,
from
you
a good cake
don't
maker.
Bring no Intimates. Even though Intimates, Louisiana Crunch is not whack. That's what you know, people.
You got to take that shit out and put it in your own little Tupperware.
That's like a college kickback. But like, yeah, good ass cake, man.
But I need a good cake maker in the A. Now, ooh, shit.
Go ahead.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Not that these particular parties is a dish situation.
Right.
But I do got a motherfucker who make a good dish. Motherfucker made a motherfucking, I'm doing a lot of cussing on the holiday festivities.
It's all right, man. You know.
But I came across last holiday.
Right.
Motherfucker, somebody had this at their crib. Motherfucker made a seafood lasagna. That shit was banging.
Yeah,
it's banging so much. I had to order another. I had to order from the motherfucker for the next day, just at the house.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
Down there?
Yeah, I had to look him up.
What type of seafood was in it?
Like shrimp and, you know what I'm saying, like
lobster, and
crab shit, lobster. Yeah, okay. not no exotic shit.
No, I mean, that's typically...
You know, sometimes that seafood shit get exotic. You be like, hey, you know
what's exotic?
I can do without you know what I'm saying, what the little shit? The squids. I could do without the little squids floating around here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Yeah.
But like, good little crab, lobster, shrimp.
Right.
That's good money.
I would kill, you know, I don't fuck with the shrimp. But yeah, you could do that. Only thing about that type of thing...
That's for the house, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, because you come, yeah, you come.
But
through.
Unless it's like a, you know what I'm saying, bring something, bring a dish type of scenario.
Right.
That's like, but for a smaller group of, you know what I'm saying, your folk.
Right, for your people. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a lot of motherfuckers, then you,
nah,
you know,
nah,
they
you
might.
Wanna, yeah, you
got to.
Yeah, you got to come with the spirit.
Right.
Or cake.
Right. Or cake or spirit in the cake. There you go.
Spirit in the cake. Maybe spirit a spirit cake.
A spirit cake. Yo, no, I think I'm going to cop one of those.
What, a spirit cake?
Yeah.
Rummy rum joint?
Yeah. Shout out to, I think it's Miss Lolly's Kitchen. Shout out to Miss
Lolly. Shout out.
You know, they got a Coquito cake that I've been looking at on the gram that I'm thinking about trying with the Port Morris Distillery, the PMD with the CC.
Wow.
Coquito cake. But that's...
That Coquito. As soon as you start saying Coquito, I'm like, cocaine? God damn. What kind of cake is this?
Hey, nah. Well, you know. You want to bring that. Tell Virgil you put brick on my brick.
No, I'm not
Shout
bringing that.
Shout out to Griselda.
Not bringing that at all.
Tell Virgil White, write brick on my brick.
Write brick on my brick?
They say, write brick on my brick. Tell Virgil, write brick on my brick. You know
how. Oh, like Virgil.
Virgil Abloh. Just write brick. They got the brick with the.
Yeah, his little shit is at the High Museum in Atlanta.
Oh, right. So that should be popping. When's that open up?
No, it opened November 12th when I was there. I didn't make it to it yet, but it's going to be there in March. That was my concession because the way my schedule was, it was, you know, 5 in the morning to 7 at night. That wasn't really conducive to fucking with it, but. When I saw that it was going to be there to March, I knew I could come back.
Yeah, that's going to be
so
cool.
So I check that shit out when I'm down there. Yeah. Take my kids, my sons. I know they'll love that shit.
Yeah, that's what's up. I got his book. I didn't really get all the way through it. That shit is dense.
I mean, he got it popping right now.
Yeah, he's cracking.
Now, who we talking about?
Virgil Abloh.
Okay.
So about he got a book out. He put a book. I forget the name of it, but it's like all, it's like, you know, a culmination of all of his shit from, you know, he went to school for architecture. So I think it's a lot of that type of shit in there and how that kind of transitioned him into the fashion space, you know what I mean, with Pyrex and all that shit in this. And it's fly, like the little thing got, you know, the book got like a little measuring tape. It's some fly shit, you know. That's actually a cool little gift. If y'all looking for gifts still, if you want some last minute
they
shit.
They still available? You know how selling out.
They should still be available.
The Hypebeast is
They still available. You know what's so funny, though, about the Hypebeast? Like, there's tears to it, right? Because a book is still a book. You know what I mean? Like, a book will be available. A t-shirt, that should be gone like shit.
A sneaker. But
some shit you got to read to really get into that shit. Yeah, leave that on the shelf. That shit will be there for you.
Yeah, because I was surprised because somebody gave one of those Rihanna books to somebody the other
day. And
that's
pictures.
And I'm like, they still available?
You know?
I didn't know that. I thought them shits would have sold out.
You know, yo, that's... I'm trying to, you know, I talked to y'all, maybe we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I'm trying not to be hoarding and everything like that, right? I'm trying to parse down and shit. But there's a lot of some of the shit that I collect be driven by the cash out at some point. You know what I mean? Like, yo, so I'm going to cop this because I know this shit might be, this might not stick around too long. That shit gonna go up.
Right.
It's so many things that I got that never went up. Oh, that have gone down. That have below retail. You like, nigga. That's when you mad. That's when you know, that's when it's like, you know how they say, your spirit wasn't pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you
but
was.
That's when other motherfuckers have a yard sale. Like a little trunk sale.
Right.
Where you don't really have but people ain't coming with the research. They like, they get caught off guard.
Yeah, they ain't come with a StockX quote.
Right.
They like, yeah, they just looking.
So, yeah, you gotta have a trunk sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Invite me.
Right.
I'm gonna be researched up, but I'll take it off your hands.
I don't know.
For a nice little price.
Yeah. Going rate for that is actually.
Damien, I see here on StockX, you know. These haven't moved in months.
I mean, this is pretty ice cold. You caught a brick here, huh?
I'll take it off your hands, though.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do. Speaking of taking it off your hands, you see Hov snatch that damn phone out of my man's hand? Shit! Talk about disrespect. Man.
The trip down the center, though, is you could see how he plotted it out. Like, he was like, you know what I'm saying? He like motherfucking tiger in the motherfucking savannah and shit. Motherfucker.
And then scolded the motherfucker. Said something to him.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but you're shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Supposed to snatch the nigga's
phone. Nigga.
What it looked like, because I was trying to freeze the video enough to see what was on my man's phone, because it almost looked like my man was just doing his own thing.
He probably was just looking on Instagram.
He was living in his own world, and they snatched that shit like it was contraband.
And he like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. What you done is Hov snatched your phone out your hand.
I don't know. I mean, it would have been like a little beef, but you know you would have been. You see, it was one of them things because it's Hov, right?
Yeah.
And nigga snatched your phone, and now you in his face, and you just waiting for the beat down to come from behind somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he got to get scolded back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, I'm nobody even think about your motherfucking ass or your motherfucking wife, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And nigga like, what? You know what I'm saying? See, me, when I'm in situations like that, I'm going to say something real slick and out the way, unexpected. And I don't know what's going to happen next.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to get this off.
I'm going to say it because that's just my natural instinct is to say the slickest shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That comes from my family, my bloodline.
Right.
Go way back.
Right.
Slavery time, slick talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That oppression.
Yeah. A lot of, you know what I'm saying? Nickel.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So in that situation, I already know.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to respond in a slickery manner.
Right.
And I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Right, because you know he's you know the FOIs around that cat.
FOIs, the Israelis.
Secret
Service. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming. I don't know where the blow going to come from.
Right.
But it's going to be said.
Uh-huh.
Because it has to be said.
Right. And now give me back my motherfucking phone.
9 times out of 10... You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm the
shit.
What I would say, I'm the master of de-escalation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, it's gonna make him feel like, you know what, I might be tripping. You know what I'm saying? I might be tripping. Now, that other part of the 10 might catch me a beat down. But, you know, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, that was a lot. You like, damn. You like, damn. Hate to see it. You know, motherfuckers say that shit. I had to watch the video a few times because the shit went so fast, I didn't even see that. I'm like, what everybody talking about?
Right.
And then I was like, oh shit, damn, he just snatched the shit
but
out.
But see, it might have happened before the video. He might have been doing the shit before the video actually got started.
It probably was. You know, the internet ain't gonna give you all the context you need.
Cause Jay was already locked in by the time the video started. He was already with the
And he had the I told your ass scold after the fact.
It didn't with feel the hand, like with the hand motions and shit. Like,
it didn't feel unprompted.
Like a granddaddy.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. That was funny, man.
But, you know, you're that guy. You're that guy who got scolded by Jay and your phone snatched. Did he give him the shit back?
That's my thing, you know. Like, how's
that? Or he gonna send him one like Oprah in the mail and shit after she told the niggas that shit was fucked up. You need to do something about your screen.
This phone is confiscated, bro. Dang. You'll get it back when we get it back to you.
Nah, see, that's a problem. You
know what I'm saying? It's always, it's better.
That way you gotta throw your drink on a nigga.
Get my motherfucking
motherfucker, just throw the whole glass. Then you be the nigga that get your shit beat down at the puffy party.
The fucking blight of the party.
That nigga. Yeah. You never invited back again.
Yeah.
But a nigga can't just take your phone.
That's crazy. Especially we in the mix together. We in the party.
Right.
You know,
but
what I mean?
At that point, after you snatch your phone and you engage them and you get your shit beat down, you got a good lawsuit coming.
Oh, yeah. Especially if the cameraman's still, but that's when there's no footage. All of a sudden, there's no footage of beat down.
But nah, you get the hospital report. You know what I'm saying? You good. You going to get your settlement. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get your settlement, and your phones is going to be new. You're going to be DJ Vlad around this bitch.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Vlad, when Rick Ross beat DJ Vlad up, he got the suit.
Yeah.
That's just shit. He launched the empire off of it.
Yeah. Went from an assailant to a venture capitalist.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, shit. Take that L.
Man. Tekashi's supposed to get out of jail tomorrow, supposedly.
What's up with that? That's cool.
I guess. It's...
Shit, he did what he was supposed to do. He did his part.
I guess so. That's how snitching work, right?
You know what I'm saying? He did his part. What the fuck? What y'all want from him?
That's interesting.
What you want?
I don't even care.
Where he going
to
live, though?
It's just fodder, to be told.
Where he going
to
live?
I don't know where he going to live. He might be all right.
He might move to Honduras with the snatch girl.
With homegirl, right? Yeah. I'm curious to see how that go. He might, you know.
The internet do a lot of talking. The streets do a lot of talking, but George Zimmerman's still around here.
Yeah, he's still
living his best life.
Yeah.
So Tekashi might be able to get it off. He might throw a few records out. He might have some supporters left. Mm-hmm. His people going to listen to his shit.
Oh, yeah, especially after this. Because they want to know if he's going to talk about that type of shit.
Yeah, he definitely going to talk about his shit. What else he got to talk about? Can't talk about the gang
no
more.
Well, you know, there's plenty of shit that people should be talking about that they never talk about.
Tekashi can't talk about the gang no more. The gang that really probably wasn't his really gang.
That's
but
true.
You know what I'm saying? It was his cosign.
Mm-hmm.
So his biggest shit is, and he's a troll, so he got to speak to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it should be interesting.
He got to speak to it.
That's shit. A whole genre, snitch rap.
Snitch rap, troll rap, troll. Internet is a strange place.
It is.
You got Whack 100 out here trolling and getting his ass beat. I mean, so to speak, I don't know, allegedly.
Right.
Ain't no video on it, but you know what I'm saying? According to the words that he has said, he got knocked out.
No, they said he got knocked out. He said he didn't get knocked out.
Did you watch the video where he says it? He went after the thing, the whole video that they got of the action, it's him saying, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, knock me out. Where was y'all at when he, you know what I'm saying, when he dope fame me? And he was like, you know what I'm saying, who? And he was like, J-Rock. You know what I'm saying? You ain't see that video?
Oh, I saw another video where he did the patented, which is the new I Ain't Get Knocked Out video.
Nah, the one where it's like him in the crowd and he, you know what I'm saying?
I saw another photo. I saw another video after, I guess it was kind of right after the fact. He kind of trying to get to somebody.
So it's a video that breaks that down.
Okay.
And it slows it down so you can hear what he's saying.
Okay. I need to see. You need to send me that.
Yeah.
What was funny about that video, you know, was it was the respectful OG that they kept throwing at her. They were like, it's all right, OG. Just take it easy, OG. Right, it's fine.
Because it was like, because the whole shit is like, he's gone. He's long gone.
He's gone. Like, OG, he left.
You've been asleep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he comes out and he says, you know what I'm saying? What was y'all at when you knocked me out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I kind of, yeah.
And then he's like, whoo. And then like, J-Rock, dope fiend me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We need to do something. They like, no, this is okay, OG. You know what I'm saying? He gone. We need to do something, blood. You know what I'm saying? And they like, yeah, hey. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, nigga, he gone, man. Yeah, like, yeah. You was asleep.
Right. Damn, I didn't know that. I didn't catch that, all of that. Because then after that, put out the look at my face video. You know, everybody do that.
Yeah.
Then he did the whole challenge. If anybody got video of me hitting the ground, I'll pay $100K and then.
Okay.
So.
And they might have not had no video of it, but you out your own mouth said you got knocked out.
Right. Yeah.
And that's all that matters. Nobody don't give a fuck. It's the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You said it was done. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you a manager.
Right.
You're a business person. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, a gangster at some point.
Uh-huh.
But in the day, all this shit happens. You know what I'm saying? And
it's part of the game.
We don't even expect our managers and businessmen to be out here internet talking about niggas no way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what you're doing. So this the part that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
Part that come with the troll is the, you know what I'm saying, internet activity that follows.
The interactive content.
You know what I'm saying? The interactive content
right.
that follows.
Yeah.
So you in the mix. Like, you have become a figure of trollism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know, it's funny because he did some shit before where he trolled being beat up by Mike Tyson, like earlier in the year.
Right. Somebody said this is the payback for you faking the Mike Tyson.
Internet be ready, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, shit. I don't even know all that. I didn't even know it, but you know what I'm saying? He's like, this is the payback for you faking that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to be a figure himself. It's a terrible name, but yeah, who am I?
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's, yeah.
Who is he? He went up chasing Ebro. I saw a video. He was trying to find Ebro and shit.
Oh, is that the new
it's
shit?
It's not new. It's not new. It's probably old. Because I ain't really know much about him. I heard his name from
right.
the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole, I don't even, with that whole little subsect of people,
mm-hmm.
the game,
right.
Big Face, Whack 100,
uh-huh.
whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when it's a troll or when it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the game be having a lot of fishy, you know what I'm saying, shenanigans going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Him and his brother supposed to be beefing. They going back and forth on the internet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Whack 100 out here wilding.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the game dropped his album, his final album. He retired. Yeah. I don't know what's real. Remember when he got shot in the butt when he was fucking with 50? Like, was it real? Was it TV? I don't know.
I forgot all about that shit. Oh, man. Yeah.
So you know. Man. It just don't look good for gangsters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
To be an internet troll.
Nah, you gotta watch it all play all the way out now.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my man, he's saying Nipsey won the legend. I guess that's what started this whole shit.
Right.
But his whole logic around what's a legend and what's not don't even make sense.
I don't really know his logic,
but I know he said Biggie wasn't. I think his logic is based on how long and how many projects you put out and, you know what I'm saying, how long you've been around, because he was saying Biggie wasn't a legend.
Uh-huh.
But to be a legend, you don't need but one motherfucking thing to be a legend.
Right.
Shit, Biggie dropped, what, one album before he died? He was already a fucking legend.
Yeah, with two albums, he died on release. He died before the release.
Before the release, but I'm saying, so before he died, it was only one album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He died, the second one was released after he died.
Right.
But he was already legendary, man, before he
was celebrated.
He was legend. Nigga, the shit he was doing on record had never been done, man. Niggas wasn't flipping no words how he was flipping it, man. To me, mm-hmm. and this is my own, you know, if niggas got the right to say he wasn't,
mm-hmm.
I got the right to say he was.
There you go.
He was legendary before he died because I had never heard nobody juggle words the way he juggled them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I saw somebody today on my Facebook saying, you know what I'm saying, that now that he listened to that Nas was a better rapper, was more legendary than Biggie. And okay, in a certain respect, Nas probably was more poetic and more this, more that. But the artful way that Biggie manipulated words is unmatched to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He might not have been the best this or the best that. I still believe Cube is the best hip-hop storyteller. You know what I'm saying? But nobody juggled them words and verbs and shit like Biggie. You know what I'm saying? And manipulated them and made them. He made shit that wasn't supposed to be cool sound cool. You know what I'm saying? He made words that wasn't supposed to go together, man. He played that shit like an instrument. And nobody before or since has done it like him.
Yeah, he was.
That's dope. Legendary.
I think he might still be my favorite. You know, yeah, he was a problem. He was a problem, man. He was dope. I think Nipsey's a legend. I think it's a different type of status, though. You know what I mean? There's a martyr on a certain level too. Obviously, I think the death helped big too. Not to say it helped, but it, you know, that shit propels you into a different conversation when you die. Right. You know, there's gonna be no more. So now we gotta say, yo, was this, you know what I mean? Like your life is cut short, that, you know.
And sometimes, man, what's legendary might not even have nothing to do with your platform or what you're doing. It just happens to do with your relevance in the space and what you've done with the space and your impact. Like, Rihanna is legendary, right? Rihanna, I mean, you know what I'm saying? She ain't the best singer. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of motherfuckers who sing better, dance better, perform better. But it's very few motherfuckers that hold people's attention like Rihanna.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's fucking legendary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how many albums she got. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know when the next album coming out.
Okay.
But it don't motherfucking matter, because she did her motherfucking job, and she about to ride off in the billionaire status soon just off of the fact that she knows how to make people pay attention to her shit.
Yeah. She's compelling. She's compelling. Is Kim Kardashian a legend?
Yep. Yeah. But not as much as Kris Jenner.
Nah.
Kris Jenner is the MV motherfucking P like of all that shit.
Like saying Joe Jackson is bigger than Michael Jackson.
No, that ain't what I'm saying.
I see you saying she's a George Popovich.
I already given Kris Jenner her MVP status.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In changing culture in a way to where entertainment and reality is blurred. And the way that she's done that shit, and the way that she's taken that shit and made a bunch of millionaires, damn near a billionaire, out of that shit. So I give them, this is just me, you know what I'm saying? This is just me. I give her the ultimate legendary status in that regard. And when they start talking about this era of reality and blurred reality, she gonna be at the top of the conversation. Because the shit that Kanye doing right now, and the shit that all of them doing, she had a lot to do with. You know what I'm saying? She had a lot to do with, you know what I'm saying, how they use their own paparazzis and TMZ and all, how they manipulated that whole shit to keep people's motherfucking attention. You know what I'm saying? Kim K, yeah, she did her thing. She was cute and she, you know what I'm saying, did whatever. But I, on the outside looking in, give the mastermind shit to Kris Jenner. That's just me.
There you go. What else? Anything else before we
transform and roll out?
Yeah. You got anything else?
It feels very hard to come up with some shit out of you.
Nah, I didn't say it. I'm just saying. You wanna say
cool,
anything else,
man,
to the people?
I'm cool, man. I'm just good to be here, man.
Tell the people where you're gonna be at,
man. I'm gonna be down in Atlanta, Georgia, Wakanda. You know what I'm saying? Taking part in a bunch of holiday festivities with the fam and friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, until motherfucking New Year.
We got another app before the New Year.
Oh yeah, we got.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah. I'm gonna be down in the A.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. I'll be at New York Comedy Club this Thursday. I think that's probably 10 o'clock show on the East Village location. We'll also be at Eastville in Brooklyn on Sunday. Stand Up New York also on Sunday. Stand Up New York, actually, yeah, just on Sunday. I got a little L.A. run coming, too.
Oh,
I'll
where?
Be out there. Yeah, I'll be out there in Los
when
Angeles from the 6th to the 12th. I'll be getting more information to y'all as we go.
No doubt.
But to my L.A. peoples, get ready. Reach out. I'll reach out to y'all. We're gonna lock some shit in. And there you go. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Absolutely.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.